We're with Gary Forrest, Shildon manager, after Shildon's match against Billingham Town, where they won 8-0 today. Gary, congratulations on the result. Are you satisfied with the performance today?
Yeah, it was a difficult game to play in sometimes when you're cruising 4-0 at half time, and you've got to try and stay focused on the game and keep playing, and it's difficult because, you know, the tempo drops down and there's no urgency about things. We said at half time, we don't know, this title might actually boil down to goal difference, and I think we need to keep going, see if we can get a few more goals. But even then, it's always difficult. These are the worst type of games to play in sometimes. Yeah. You know, the important thing was to learn from the Heaven game, and we kept our goal scorers on the pitch. At Heaven, we didn't start with Hudson, Connor, or Wood. Mm-hmm. But today, we made some changes, but we left them three in the starting lineup.
And Billy Grealish-Smith came on second half and scored a pretty quick hat-trick. He seemed pretty pleased with himself afterwards.
Yeah, he will be. As he was going on, I bet him 20 quid he couldn't score a hat-trick. So, that one backfired on me big style, didn't it?
So he's got a little bonus tonight as well, then?
Yeah, £20 bonus for scoring a hat-trick.
And at the full-time whistle there, I noticed as you were walking off, you were having a look at your phone. I guess you'd have been checking out what the result was over in Carlisle.
No, Lass has been texting us. So, Lass is wondering what time I'd be in and what I wanted for me tea.
So your thoughts about Carlisle, I think it might have been a 3-3 draw up there.
Yeah, I believe it was 3-3, which is... Both of them dropped the points there. I think that's Celtic Nation now got the work cut out now to get promoted, haven't they? In theory, we wanted Celtic Nation to win, but the reality is Spennymoor have still dropped 2 points. We've gained 2 points on Spennymoor, 4 points in front of them now. They've got 3 games in hand. We've both got some tough games to play. I think Celtic Nation dropping the points there, I think we're 4 points behind with 3 games in hand. They're going to find it difficult from here, I think, to be honest with you. Though, to be fair, they've got a half-decent run in. You'd expect them to win most of the rest of their games.
And finally, looking forward to next week, we've got a big game again against Gisborough. How do you see that one in terms of the title race?
It's like today's game. We need to go there and win the match, is the reality of the situation. There's no different to what we needed to do today. Gisborough are side in decent form. They've got some good goal scorers. But, you know, the way Darren Craddock and the defence are playing here, they're not going to find it easy getting goals against us. And, you know, we've just got to go there, be positive, and hopefully come away with 3 points.